are offline. Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
Your online radio. The new online radio that makes you happy.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic with your two favorite co-hosts. Do you want to introduce yourselves before I add extra spices?
Nah, don't you dare. Don't you dare. What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? Deck of the Menace in the building.
With
hi guys, it's Lindy.
It's Lindy.
Yes.
Just Lindy.
Guys.
No, no, no. We need to...
No spicing, nothing.
We need to add more sauce.
No. Nee. It's Lindy.
I don't know.
Lindy.
Me and Deka, we're gonna...
Listen, it's Lindy the Lindinator.
Yeah. Lord,
Lindinator.
I'm messy.
Yeah,
no. You.
Don't worry. Myself and Deka, we're gonna come up with something, you know. maybe we're gonna add frying pans, you know. Must just think of something, eh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nah, don't worry. We'll come up with it. In fact, not now. Today, we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic. Yes, as you saw. Because I feel like there's some crazy things that people out there, you know, do for money. Eh?
For the moolah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to be speaking about crazy things you do for money. Yeah, and yeah, I got a couple of questions. And
you're looking at me like you're pointing those questions to me.
I saw. Nah, obviously, Lindy is like next to me. You know, so yeah, nah, she's also gonna get questions that are gonna come her way. Cause yeah, I'm like curious out there, and I saw some people on Twitter's responses concerning that question. They were like, "Hey, okay," it was like interesting things. So yeah. Wherever you are, let us know how you're doing. And yeah, also yourself, let us know what are the crazy things that you do for money. Yeah, because yeah, myself, I don't think I have any crazy things that I've done for money, thinking of it. But yeah, now we're going to get into it, you know, as we dive into the show and everything. But yeah, right here on What's the Topic, you know how we do it. Before we get into the topic and dive deep into that topic, you know, whichever topic it is, we first give you an awesome track that gets your mind, you know, ready. And here's a track by Monty G, In a Million. Enjoy.
Somebody. Yes, man, Monty G. You already know.
Yeah. So what you done for me, me just can't believe. No, me can't comprehend why me worth it. Die for me, want me dirty and steal. When you know, say you're bright and you're perfect. Who am I to look my direction? Who am I to give me attention? Who am I to give me all your time and attention? Who am I to call me by name or mention? No, sir, me can't believe it, can't believe it. When me do you wrong, you're calling me, yeah. In the depths, like the middle of the ocean. A new breath, second, and I be the most high God. They never leave me lost or hopeless. Even me mommy near hope, so me boast, my God. Make me believe again. The work done, you're not happy, bleed again.
You've been a million years, and think you'd wait for me. Sure, the times I run from you, you never dash me. So me give you my prayers again. Me can't go back to me ways again. Me know say you're always here. Feel it in the atmosphere. Never in a million years.
Never in a million. What I think you let me in the building. I was living unruly, dog. I blaspheme in my life, backslide in the night. But you still want to use my blood. I don't get it. I was condescending your lordship. No kind of reverence headed down the job of the bullshit. I felt your presence, but was steady flying my own trip. Was taking my own risk to live in the moment. Now I see 2020 and live in atonement. Tunnel vision to eternal vision. I'm so rich. I'm saying I'm so rich. S-O-U-L and a few bells couldn't get through the eye of the needle. I know you will. Speaking tonight like I'm Samuel. Don't know me, Jackson the God.
God, you're Emmanuel. If I don't play with you, I plan to fail. I'm just praying that you plan for them. Yeah.
Never in a million years, I think you'd wait for me. True heart of diamonds running from you. You never left me. So make you my prayers again. Make y'all go back to me wheels again. Me know say you're always here. Me feel it in the atmosphere. Never in a million years. So make you my prayers again. Make y'all go back to me with us again. Me know say you're always here. Me feel it in the atmosphere. Never in a million years. Never in a million years. Never in a million years. No way.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilley, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
And that was In a Million by Monty G. As you heard my fellow co-host, our topic today is the craziest things that you would do for money. And gentlemen.
Wait a minute, we forgot something.
What?
Okay.
The music that we played, we forgot to blame someone.
Oh, okay. So who are we?
Luckily,
blaming?
The usual suspect is here. Creflo himself.
Hey, Lindy.
So all we need now is a photo to post, mm-hmm. and then people will be like, no.
In fact, we need to post that photo, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we actually do need to post it.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah. We have to take a picture of that person.
If
and then
I may ask.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. What? Are you guys
so if
about?
You wanna see this person, go on the social media platforms. You're gonna see the person.
No, it's this thing when you play music and yeah, people don't like it, they're looking for someone to blame.
Yeah, next week
possibly kill.
Yeah, so Lindy is probably gonna be the next one.
Yeah, if that person doesn't come here anymore, Malindi, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You're now on the chopping block.
Yes, yes. Now we'll send you for assassination. You know here. Yours. Okay, so let's dive into this topic. I want to hear what the people
craziest have. Things you would do for money. Yeah, let's ask you, Nesh. Hey. Now, before you read something on the net,
I'm about to ask what have you guys done.
Let's not like go to our mobile devices as yet. Let's just ask ourselves, what would you do? What's the craziest thing you would do? For money, let's say like I come with like what's the amount? I'm like a thousand.
No, please respect. A thousand.
Yo. Okay. Okay, let's say 5 G's then. And I'm like, bam. Do something crazy. Something crazy enough that would be like, yeah, you can take it. Yeah, what would you do?
Five. I feel like I would pass that one. Like, five.
Yeah,
think about it. Five. You know, nowadays, five can disappear like in 10 minutes, eh? Just like this.
Yeah, but it's money.
Yeah.
It's money.
Yeah.
You have people like do something crazy for less than 1,000. Man, I'm coming with 5 G's.
I feel like those people were desperate, eh? They were in a desperate situation. That's why they pulled.
But
that
I
stunt.
Mean, you only do something that is out of character if you are desperate. You can't just do crazy things for money and you're not desperate. Come on.
Yeah, that's why I feel like I would pass that on.
Come on, Neshai.
No, I wouldn't.
For 500K, pass it.
5,000. Nah.
Is it 5,000 rand?
Yes.
Yeah, 5G.
You don't have respect.
What do you mean I don't have respect?
You don't have respect.
Yeah.
Just imagine, I come with 30 G's and I'm like, do something crazy. And you do something small that's crazy and you just take that 5.
No, That's what I said in the beginning when you said thousand rand. I'm like, respect us.
Okay, how much money do you want?
Like, respect us.
Yeah. How much money do you want?
I would never do anything for just a bare minimum amount of money. No.
Okay, sharp.
It's like stuff you can go and, you know, like work, get.
Yeah, I can work for that. Hey. But like something crazy. I mean,
okay, people, talk to me here. How much money do you want?
So you do something crazy for 5K?
I mean, if someone came up with that amount and I needed the money, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Let's put a price on 500K to like...
Half a million.
Like, to millions.
Yeah, like, look.
Not just 1,000.
Okay, cool. Half a million, Nash. What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, people come with conditions when they bring, you know, half a million. Instead of you choosing what to do, they tell you what they want you to do. So if, yeah, you like me, if you had to ask me, what would I do? Wouldn't come with something hectic, eh? Like, I'll come with something that's in my comfort zone.
Comfort zone? Mm. But it would have to be crazy if it's in your comfort zone.
I'll jump off a building.
No!
with the parachute or a string on, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, there's many ways to do that thing, eh? You can take a parachute, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, you can go bungee jumping. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot of options for a safe landing. Yeah.
500K, what would I do? I'd jump off a car.
You jump off a car?
Yeah. At high speed, though.
Okay. Chai.
Malindi?
Yeah, and then you're not there to get the...
I'm trying to think. Jump off the building. Jump off a speeding car. I hate heights. I hate speed. So it's tricky at the moment.
It's crazy.
No. Speed and heights. Lord. I don't know. I think... I think if someone had to come to me with that amount and say... For me, it's a crazy thing. I don't know about you guys, but for me, being a someone surrogate, I'd do it for that amount.
That's not crazy.
I mean, it is crazy.
No,
according
it's
to me.
Not.
Like, I don't understand the logic.
I mean,
of
like
surrogates.
It happens right. Like every time. It's like you find people like being surrogates,
but
it's not crazy.
But in SA, it's not allowed. It's not.
Even if it was allowed, I feel like, you know, okay, for them, they get attached. Like, you know, get attached to the child.
Yeah, let's leave that for now, man.
Yeah.
That's not crazy, Mosmalin.
It is crazy. Yeah. To me, it is crazy. I'd never do that.
Okay, half a million, they tell you that you must go and get an operation, change your gender. Yeah, like I'm putting it on the spot.
Or they'd be like, you know, people love to eat like bubble gum or whatnot, and they like piss them under the chair. You have, like take a bunch of them and then chew.
Ew.
That's
okay,
disgusting,
that's
but
that's
crazy. Yeah, half a million, Marlene.
I would never do it.
I feel like she's saying she would never do it, and then
never.
It comes, she doesn't.
I would never. I saw my mom. I would never do it. That's just pure disgust.
See, you look at the number on the check, you'd be like, whew, half a meal.
One thing about me, I would never sell myself for a devil, and that's...
Nah, that's not selling. That's like doing something.
No.
It's people who do it, hey?
People do it. No.
Yeah? So, hey, as much as you say you wouldn't, hey,
I'm disgusted by the sight of bubblegum. Someone chewing bubblegum. Now imagine I have to...
Hey, like people, okay, people let me out let here switching off their brain. Hey, like they switch it off, do it, and then switch it. If people can go on Fear Factor,
exactly,
eat roaches.
Exactly.
I hate that.
Eat roaches.
I hate that series. I hate it with everything in me.
I feel bubble gum is like small stuff.
Yeah, it's small stuff.
That is disgusting.
It's small stuff.
Others, they go, you know, to Survivor. You know, that's like a life and death situation right there, you know, for cash. Hey. So I feel like bubble gum is
Factor food. Yeah, it's a perfect example.
It's a no for me, child.
I look at those guys and some of the things that they do. I'm like,
it's a no for me, child.
Lying there in the tank and they pour roaches on you. Like, you must stay there for like 5 minutes.
Since you guys are busy praising Fear Factor, would you go?
You know. Funny thing is, there was a day where I actually sat down and I was looking at the things that they're doing and I'm thinking, that's like so simple. Hey, like, I actually considered going. It's like, if they had to bring that here, definitely take it.
See, now the stunts that they do and all that, I'll do, but coming to eating, like, they put something raw, then they add roaches or they add like snails or whatever, and they say you must eat.
I think if you wanna defeat me, they put me in a room where there's snakes. That's where you defeat me.
Like what kind of snakes? You know, like venomous or the ones that?
As long as there's a snake in there, that's where you defeat me.
I mean, I think majority of people, I don't know, you might disagree, but like majority of people don't like snakes.
I have people who they'd rather be in the same room with a snake than a mouse or a rat. Want to bring a mouse or a rat, they finished.
I mean, they're not bad. Rats, they're not bad. Like, they're not bad. Like, they're stupid little things. They're not bad. But snakes, a snake is very smart. A rat is not smart. A rat sees it run away. So,
you know what's funny?
Stupid.
So, there was a situation that happened recently with Lindy.
Are such a bad person. I knew he was going to bring this up. I knew it.
What did you do, bro?
You had a grown person running away from a rat. And the rat was running away from the grown person.
Wait. In my defense, I didn't see it. I didn't expect it. So when you meet something and it's unexpected, obviously I got shocked and I just went on my side.
Okay, we have like people that write, you know, things that they would do for money, crazy things. Someone's saying like he threw up in a beer mug and was told if he drinks it they'd get $200.
hi.
What?
Mm-mm-mm.
Ew. It's something that crazy that come on guys.
Wait. Explain. He threw up and then had to drink it.
Well, it wasn't like it just happened in that moment, you know, like maybe he drank too much and like out of nowhere, like, and someone came up like, if you drink that up, I'll put in the $200. Drink that and the $200 is yours. He said he got that $200 in the same month.
Did it? Nah, I wouldn't do that then.
It's yours. I would understand if it was someone's else, bro. But it's yours.
No.
It's like you're running away from your own, like, you know, when you do the number two.
I
you smell the number two, like,
No.
But it's yours.
That's a different situation.
No, it's not.
You do it.
My mind is not imagining things that's never seen.
If I'm drunk enough. See, if I'm drunk enough,
your normal senses, you wouldn't do it. You see, my point exactly. In your normal sense, you wouldn't do it.
I'd try.
You'd try.
I'd try. Nah, I'd take 100.
I don't think you'd try.
No,
you'd consider it in your mind, but you wouldn't try it.
I would.
Yeah, you'd consider, but you wouldn't.
Like,
try.
I have an imaginative mind. Right now, I am imagining everything from the puking.
Okay, someone said he licked the floor of his school bus for $20. Not just the taste, a long drag on the bus floor. Talking about a long drag, my homie.
Yeah, man. It's actually not the first time I heard someone say they did that.
I feel like that one is better than the first one.
But it's still disgusting. Like,
no, you know what's crazy?
Okay, would you lick Lindy's smelly feet for $100?
Well, I don't have smelly feet.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Lick. Just lick.
Lick.
Yeah.
I don't have smelly feet.
Long drag, homie.
Bear that in mind.
Just lick. Sing them bones in there, bruh. Wiggling, you know.
Ew.
Yeah. Lick it.
For what?
$100.
$100? Yeah. Nah, it's cool.
Why do you people expect bucks? like huge amount of money?
Because I thought you were thinking about
$100, you know. If it was dollars, yeah, then we
talk. Come on, we're in South Africa. $100? Come on, I don't have dollars.
Come on. I feel like Nash just went like extra.
Yeah, you know, for the people who are overseas that don't know $100, it's basically $7. Hey. Nah, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Mm-mm. I'll pass that one.
So when Nigeria,
you get
just
100 rand from doing something else.
So when
it won't even I'll pass. That one I'll pass. Nah.
How much must we offer you? How much must we offer you?
$100.
For
we don't have dollars though.
Okay, so $100 is 1,600.
Oh, so you want 1,600?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Also, you'd get rich on Lantuza, on the pets, Mos.
Yeah. Bring $100, I'll do it, man. Hey, 1,600.
Okay, what I mentioned before then.
Aye. Nah, that's done.
$100.
No. They are not good.
No amount can make someone
do this. Nah. You know, there's specific things that you'd consider doing and you do. And there's things that you think of and you're like, nah. Brain already. Your brain is like, no, that's a no. That one is a straight no. So there's things that my brain's like, nah, consider it.
You know what I would do for 1.6?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
You know what I would do? And I think my sister asked me these questions like once upon a time. You know what I would do? I'll strip just one dance. One dance for 1.6. I'll be a stripper. Just for one song. One dance.
And I had a question. Hey. Yeah, okay. Hey.
I think I'll do that.
Yo,
1.6.
Yo. And you know what my question was?
What's your question?
My one question.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Okay, it's not as bad as that.
Continue.
Because, you know, you got people who actually do this, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they literally do this. Obviously, for them, it's situations and all the stuff. But yeah, the question was, if someone said I'm going to give you $500,000 to go and stand at the corner of the street.
I mean,
yo,
at the corner of the street. Mm-hmm. And stand. Not doing
just
anything. What do you do?
The person that's going to drive past there.
Oh, like the corner of the street. That corner of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh. I mean, it's not bad. Listen. It's not a bad situation. No, it's not a bad situation. Especially if, like, you are desperate.
Yeah.
It's not a bad situation. There are many people that I know of who are doing that, but, like, in a more classy way.
Huh?
What do you mean?
Like, we call those people escorts. You don't know? Yes, no. No one knows about escorts.
So I know.
Yes, I know people who are escorts, and they join the escort industry because of desperate times and desperate measures. Mm. It's not a bad thing. I mean, one person that I can think of has an apartment, drives a beautiful car, and she's an escort. Simple. She's able to pay bills. She's able to buy groceries. She can support a little baby. It's a job. Like other jobs.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Hey, I hear your story. I got a response for that. But yeah, I'm going to respond after this track. Hey, let's go for music. I think it just went a little bit. Yeah, you know the. Hey, okay. I don't know what to say. Hey.
I can't believe
it. Hey, let's go. Let's go to a. Let's go to a music break, hey. Hey, in fact, this is not a music break. Yeah, I just need to refresh our mind. Yeah, here's a track by G-Truth called Somlandela. Hey.
Yeah.
If you didn't like that track, it was Malindi. This time we'll put it on her. You can come and get her. After the previous session, you know, the response that she gave. Definitely her. She's the one that chose the track. So if you don't like it, file a complaint against her.
I have nothing against the song. The song is nice.
No. This is about the audience. If they don't like the song, they can come after you. So we give them the full right and authority. Based on what you said in the previous session, for me, I see that as a problem. But yeah, let us move on. So, I jumped onto Twitter, you know, to see what people think about the whole situation, you know, in terms of doing crazy things for money. And then I discovered that there was a guy in there's a guy in Nigeria that decided that he's gonna use his daughter, you know, for spiritual stuff and in return get paid. So he basically took his child and offered the child
as a sacrifice,
in a way, for money.
I mean, he's not the first one.
So
he's not the first one to do that.
Would you do that?
No.
Okay. No.
I'm saying no because I don't think kids. I don't think children should be part of your shenanigans. If you want money.
So what are you saying?
Personally, for me, I would never do that, ever. But there are people, like, I don't know, I'll use an Nguni word, ukthwala. You do that, you sacrifice someone's flesh, body, soul.
Okay.
And then you get money out of it.
Yeah, obviously, with, you know, the selling your soul to the devil and all those stuff. Yeah, we see a lot of that happening in the more like your music, your entertainment industry, if I can put it that way.
I feel like every time you want to paint people with a red paint, you do it in the entertainment industry as if, no, don't do that. Guys, Nash, I would say, people like Zulu culture, if you know Zulu culture, people from Zimbabwe, if you are a Zulu person from Zimbabwe, these things happened. It's a norm. But don't now point it to the entertainment industry. Not you find like 10% of the industry is doing that.
Let me say your Sony industry. Maybe I should direct it.
Yeah, even in the media industry, they do twala.
People.
Yeah.
So, there's some crazy things that people on Twitter say that they would do for money. One of them said that they will sell their organs.
Okay, I'll do that.
You'd sell your organ?
Yes. At least I'm saving someone's life. Hey. I'll do that.
Deka, what do you think about what she just said? Hey.
Send my organs. Hell no.
Guys. Okay, for someone. Okay, now. Okay, let me give context as to why I'll do that. I'll do that probably when I die, not when I'm alive. But when I die, they pay my family or whoever is going to be part of my life at that time, so that they could take my organs. You can take my heart. You can take my liver. You can take anything you want.
I feel like
as long as the amount is agreed on.
Look, yeah, that one I feel like, yeah, even me, I could do that, you know, like, yeah, sign, say, when I die, this, that, yeah. Someone comes now.
I mean, like, I need an organ. Here's money.
Now, bah! There's a million rand.
At least I'm saving that person's life. Guys, they don't take your entire liver. They take literally a piece of your liver. It grows back, so it's fine. Huh? You can take it. Come on. This is not crazy. I would literally sell my organ just so I could save someone's money and I have some money in my account. It's a win-win situation.
I know.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, me, I don't see myself in that situation. No. Yeah, no, me, I wouldn't. Me, I wouldn't. I don't know. Would you? Someone comes a million rand on the spot now.
Some of my organs.
Yeah.
You know, it comes with risks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does. Exactly. We have the best doctors in South Africa, the best surgeons in the world. We do it. Everyone lives.
So you're saying the risk is
I mean,
what the million?
The
I
mean, risk, like, the
reward. You're saying that the reward is better than the risk?
No, listen. The risk, are they like any other surgeons? Guys, any other surgeries, risk are there. But like, you open me up, you cut my liver, you put it there, you swab it down. Ow. This doesn't need to be complicated. We have the best doctors in the country. We have the best surgeons in the world. Surely.
What if that one of the best, what you call, surgeons, like, was drunk that one night? You know?
No. You can't perform. Come on. No. You can't perform.
Yeah, these things happen. No.
Unless, of course, you go to your black market. Then, yeah, you will die, definitely. But straight hospital with qualified doctors, the risk is there, but, like, it's limited.
Hi.
Yeah, no. That, I feel like you have some crazy things.
I do. I mean, I wouldn't call this crazy.
And let me ask you a question, bro. For a billion rand. Yeah.
A billion rand,
my homie. A billion rand.
It's a lifetime money.
Yeah.
Think about that lifetime.
A billion.
Lifetime.
Just think about what you're
going to say yes on this.
Listen, just think about what you would do with that money. Just a billion, my homie. Billion. Then he comes with the money, like, boom.
Can I answer that? Since he's thinking about
Let me ask you first.
What, for the same?
Yeah, for the money.
With the organ.
Nuh-uh, not with the organ. This is a different question. Billion. This is a different question.
Why am I getting the billion?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'm just asking you something for a billion. Listen to this. Listen to this, bro. Would you walk buck naked, bro? For a billion rand. Just putting it there, bro. Just take a walk, bro.
From way to way.
Obviously, it wouldn't be like a short distance. It would like a long distance. Just buck
like
naked.
You wanna go on a tour. Hey.
Just a distance, yeah, Raj. And obviously, the streets has to be like
with people. So they have to see my identity.
Oh.
Yeah, not hiding your face or what, no. Just for a billion rand, bro. But naked. Walking, my homie.
Walking?
Yeah, just taking a walk.
I would.
Letting the wind caress your...
Yeah, you know. Must be unashamed of your origin. Hey, yeah. No.
You haven't answered the question, bruh. A billion rand. Think about it.
It's a lifetime.
Nah, that one. Yeah. Nah, I'll pass that one. Hey, I wouldn't. Hey.
So you wouldn't?
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't even ask Lindy because it's a no, obviously.
I feel like she would consider it.
I mean, yes, I would consider it. I look at my pros and cons. And
hey.
I look at my pros and cons and see if, okay, if I'm technically. Also, I mean, no. No.
Hey.
I feel like you guys are thinking of like the embarrassment that you guys will feel after.
Not really an embarrassment, no. But like, there are some things you just don't need to do. And this is just one of them.
Out there placing people's eyes. No.
There's some things that you don't need to do, and mm-mm. This one is just one of them.
It's crazy. There was a video that I saw on social media a while back.
Mm.
A person actually pulled that stunt, and they were unashamed. It was a female. They did it, and then it went on to Twitter. Now, if you know Twitter, those guys, they roast, they speak whatever garbage that they want to speak from their head. So the crazy thing was, there were people who are with that person. They were supporting that person for doing that.
I mean, I'll also do it. Like, support you.
Why are you guys speaking against this person? I'll leave them to do whatever that they want. It's their podium. Like, right, okay. Then you're the other side who they are against that thing.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
it's men. Come on, man. And also it's men who are bashing a woman for what? For parading her body? It's her body. Her body, her choice.
I mean, if you have like someone like Zoto Abantu doing like showing her body, like, you know.
She's used to it.
I mean, it's for money, bruh.
Hi. Look, there's some things that, you know, as a human being, hey.
So I'm putting that kind of stake, like, hey, even the table is not enough to hold that money, bro. Billion. But Nesh.
A billion.
Nesh, from your gate to whatever distance they send you, butt naked, homie, just walk.
Give me 100 meter, yeah. Like 100 meter distance. I know, it's fine. I'll walk,
I mean,
go, come
I
back.
I mean.
For a billion.
100 meter, yo.
Aye.
Not like the whole neighborhood.
Nah.
Yeah.
I mean, now
until they tell you to like, nah, come back. Now you can come back. Yeah.
That's fine.
Now that I'm thinking about
if it was going rich, come back. Yeah.
I mean, now that I'm thinking about it and it's registered in my mind, I think I'll do it.
I told you she would do it.
I think I would.
what?
I just listed all my pros.
I told you.
Okay,
she would
wait.
Do it.
I just listed everything. I'm like,
okay cool.
I told you.
Okay,
what made you change your mind, Gay?
What made me change my mind? Number one, I'm doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for anybody else but me, myself, and I. I'll make it fun for myself. I'll make it fun for myself. I come back. I have cash on my account. I'm living life at its fullest. I don't need to work another day in life. Just saying.
Yeah, okay. Hey, but I did say I should. Hey.
Hi.
I feel like you expect the worst out of me.
And no. If you in a position where you consider standing on a street corner, that's like the worst.
It's not the worst.
Yeah.
It is not. Guys. Hey. It is not the worst. These people, they do it for money. To them, it's a career. That's the way the summer you work is the same way they work. It's a 9-to-5. It's a 9-to-5 to them. It's a 9-to-5 to them.
Okay, cool. Let's put that question to the for the listeners. And the listeners will put whatever the answer they have on the comment section.
Okay, wait, let me ask our listeners.
So the question to the listeners is, would you walk? Take just a walk, just a long walk, naked, but naked, not with the painting, not with the underwear, not with the nothing,
no
just
mask,
nothing,
it's lockdown,
no mask,
man.
Yeah,
no mask.
Yeah, so listeners
days
out
can
there,
wear mask and you don't know who you are. No.
This is a question for all. Would you walk? Just take a walk, but naked for a billion.
I know my ladies will do it. I know the ladies. They will do it.
Leave a response in the comment section. Tell us.
I know my
your
ladies
answer.
Will do it.
Just think about it. Just tell us what you would do. Just think about it. Billion on the table or on your bank account or check, whatever. Mm. Would you take a walk?
Hey.
Butt naked.
Hey.
In the streets, just taking a walk. Broad daylight, yo. Not in the night. Or
your whole neighborhood.
Broad day night, yeah.
Hey.
Leave a comment. Or leave your answers in the comment section. Tell us what you think. Tell us your answers.
I. Yeah, no, that one. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I have someone here who's done. Okay, I don't know what would. Okay, but it's on the DNA. He said he drank a mixture of sparkling water, jelly beans, cookies, ketchup, vinegar, wine, cider, beer, several unidentifiable kitchen substances. Just mix all of that in a cup.
It was coming along very well. It just got messed up in ketchup. Ew.
Hi.
Nesh.
No, I mean, I'm fine.
Just a cup. My homie, just like.
Hey. Hey, I'm fine. No,
It's like everything I thought with you is like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, no, hey, there's stuff that I wouldn't do, hey.
That's but the topic is like craziest thing you would do. It's not like you're doing it. Like, would you do it?
Nah, I wouldn't. Hey. Nah, I wouldn't.
Ah, come on, Nash. Seriously?
No, there's some things that they're crazy, man. And if you think about it, that can be the end of you. Eh.
Oh, a beginning of a new thing, child. Why are you trying to... Why are you making it a negative thing? It could be a bad thing. Yes. Like, life to turn off worse. But it could be, like, something nice. Could turn out be beautiful for you.
Okay, just...
Like, walking just butt like naked.
Just, pretend.
Like, walking butt naked. Mm-mm. Could be a good thing.
Yeah, no. Hey. Nah, that one I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Mm-mm.
But is it worse than the butt naked thing?
Yes.
Nah,
how's that worse? Yes.
You're mixing a mixture of everything in your kitchen. Cookies, ketchup. No.
Aye. The butt naked one. That one is worse for me. I don't know about her, but yeah, for
There's
me.
Okay, worse about
if they gave
naked.
You a choice between the two, what would you do? Now you got no way out now. Aha. Which one would you choose?
Take my pride, put it aside, walk back naked.
Come on!
That's what I'm talking about, Nash. That's what I'm talking about, my homie.
Hey,
I promise you, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Hey,
it's your body. Hey, God gave you this body. Hey, you are God's image.
Ah, we already moved on. Hey, let's move on.
Someone said, snorted a line of sand for $30.
Sand.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah. Nah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Why go for sand? You're messing up your brain there. So, Lindy, since you consider a lot of things, would you do it?
No.
Why?
No. Don't ask me why. No. No. I'd not do it. No, I'll never do it. No.
If someone who hasn't done drugs and like be like, nah, I wouldn't do like taking a snort of drugs. Nah, I wouldn't do it either.
Hey.
It does not seem safe.
It's not safe.
It's not safe.
Yeah, it's not safe.
It's not safe.
So I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. If it's not safe, no.
I don't know if
safety first.
Hey, okay, yeah, so this is my last question, and I don't know the rest of you if you have any last words. So my last question is to Lindy. In fact, let me change this question, then it's gonna apply to both of you. Should I?
I feel like
you're not ready for
this. Go for your original.
The original plan. One.
Yes.
Yeah, you know how people, sell their hair. So someone comes with R1 million, say go bald for a month.
I mean, I've went bald. There's nothing wrong with it. I've went bald a couple of times. And I look cute.
You look cute.
I look very cute.
Okay.
So I would do it.
Deka?
Oh, come on, bro. I don't have hair that matches on by. Ah, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay.
So I want to pose this question to you guys.
Hey,
so this guy.
Don't comment. Let's hear this question.
So this guy walked around at a gay bar, butt naked.
At a gay bar. Very gay.
Butt naked. You're
probably
a straight guy.
Gay also.
You're a straight guy.
I might go around naked.
In a gay bar.
Hell no, I wouldn't. That's a hell no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't care what
think
amount
about
of money.
It, man.
Nuh-uh. I don't care how much money they put on the table. That's
think
never.
About it, man. Anyone who approaches you, you deck them. Bah.
Yes. Some will be looking like you. Ah,
hey. Nah, in the past, man, I've had situations where, you know, gay people, I don't know the person was gay, but they approach me and then they're telling me that they're going to take me to a bed and breakfast, you know. But man. After you click, you're thinking, no, man, this person is gay. Hey, the stuff that they're saying is gay stuff. Then you realize,
Let's wrap it up.
Do you have any last words?
My last word is, there's certain things that I wouldn't do for money. Some I would do, but crazy to a level that's above crazy. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't care how much amount they put. Nah, I wouldn't.
You see, that was exactly my point. Well, last words?
Last words. Mm-mm-mm. If I'm being honest, if it makes you sleep at night and you're comfortable with it, you're okay with it, and you're okay with the amount, no matter how crazy it is, you only live once. Go for it.
Okay, folks, I don't know what to say. You've heard it from your man Deka, the Menace, and Lindy, who's gonna get a nickname in the next show. Here's the last track for you by Chloe N. Again and again. Enjoy.
Working on all the people involved in the problem properly while you avoid the person. Ducking and hiding from any confrontation. Probably would have been settled with just a conversation. Observating. Search my heart for any contemplating. So I ain't faking like horoscopes and the constellations. I'm aching. Sour patch and kidding myself. If it ain't sweet, then my emotions tell me sick to myself. Checking my heart when I know I'm tripping. Holding unforgiveness in the dark while I'm poison sipping. Praying they affected by it, but it ain't in their system. It's mine. Walking blind. They say healing takes time. I say healing breaks bonds. The desire to be free is up to you. It ain't God's. And if you hate them in your heart, they blood is screaming from the ground. Murder. By you ignoring it, you dragging out that pain further. All that complaining, yet you still murmur.
I've been praying all through the night, looking for a miracle in my own heart. I know I gotta let it go. You can't forgive what you can't release, can you? Can't receive it in your hands. Ain't pretending to forgive again.
A wise woman told me, forgive abusers, believe the nature. Pray for transformation, but know that I'm not the savior. I was tripping when I heard it till I had to confess. Trying to do my savior's work is a messiah complex. I learned the complexities of my destiny are intrepidly etching the one who rescued me naked upon a wretched tree. A cup of forgiveness, you crafted the recipe, huh? You drinking deep, won't even pass to the left of you, huh? Proverbs 25:21, your humility on the line. Yeshua did it at a drop of a dime. You got a gang of following the design. Guard your heart, cause it's pumping this scheme of wickedness. Corazones de piedra can change from forgiveness. I witnessed it. Evil forgiven by the recipients. Till you act upon it, can't understand the significance. There's freedom when you free a person out of your heart. Can't see the light until you out of the dark. Yeah.
I've been praying all through the night, looking for a miracle in my own heart.
after peace. It's captured peace, fruit of the spirit. We detach it from trees and eat it. Deceited clearest, my flesh defeated when I pass up all ungodly edicts. Somebody lost me when they crossed me. I was hot as Phoenix. They asked me to forgive and let them live. I couldn't see it. Kept sleeping on it like a sedative. I couldn't free it. It built an edifice inside my heart. I need a genesis inside my thoughts, especially the violent parts. The Lord forgave me. Who am I to hold that from my brother? It's just that's a Kodak trapped inside my mind forever. Been rainy days. Sometimes your feelings may design the weather. In some cases, the villains may just try to do better. I know that. Suppress my flesh to show that. 70 times 7, I gotta quote that. And resist the whole back, yeah. Matt 6:14, that's where my soul at. Cause when I drift from the King of Kings, he let me float back.
I've been waiting all the night.